Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Quizmaster Mary Zajac for a monthly trivia quiz. How are you?
Hello, I'm well, thank you. And how are you?
I am no complaints. Our questions come from Cork Jester's Wine Teasers, a wine game.
Question one. Define the word mucilage. A. Packing material for wine bottles. B. The wire cage over a champagne cork? Or C, slippery grape residue at the bottom of fermentation tanks? We are talking about mucilage.
I confess to you, MZ, I haven't got a clue. What is mucilage?
Mucilage is literally a muzzle. Oh. So that is B, the wire cage over a champagne cork. Sometimes I don't like the little notes that they add here, but this one is very interesting. It says, a champagne bottle contains 3 times more pressure than your car tires, so always point it away from you. By the way, it takes exactly 6 turns of the wrist to undo the mucilage.
Oh, interesting. How fascinating is that? I'm very intrigued by this. Also, champagne is unique because it's bottled twice. There's like a temporary cap that they put on it before they actually put the final cork in, because the fermentation is very complicated, and the bottle is turned also a number of times in the champagne process. So
you actually know more about champagne than you think you do.
But I don't know what mucilage is, and that's what counts.
Well, here's another one to stump you then. If you don't know what mucilage is, do you know what a crachoir is? If someone asks you for the crachoir, what would you look around for? A spit bucket, B, a grape press, or C, a traditional winemaker's apron?
I have no idea, and I'm going with a press. But it's not that, because that sounds too much like the word crush.
No, it is A, the spit bucket.
Ah.
And way in the back of the recesses of my brain, I may have heard that term, but it's not one that's used. We say spit bucket.
Exactly so. But
and
next
we
time,
mean spit into the bucket.
When we taste next time, I'm asking for the crachoir from Nelson. There you have it.
Question number three, which is not a definition. Which bar staple is actually a wine? A, bitters, B, vermouth, or C, triple sec?
The answer would be vermouth.
Ding, 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 ding. Originally considered medicine, vermouth is an herb-infused wine. As many as 100 herb varieties go into the carefully guarded proprietary blends. I don't know that I can even name 100 herb varieties. Can you?
Probably not. And it's fortified, is it not, vermouth?
I believe so.
I think so, too. We did a show on it a while ago, and it was very interesting. It's had a fascinating, long, long history that was complicated and very rich. Bitters come from
Trinidad,
yes, exactly, of all places.
We were advised of that recently.
Yes, no wine from there. And what was the last
one? Triple sec, which we've also talked about fairly recently.
Exactly so, which is a liqueur, infused liqueur. Well, 1 out of 3. But you know, I'm so grateful to learn about those two words, crachoir and
mucilage.
Exactly so.
Try to work them into your conversation this week.
I will do my best, yes.
And if Word on Wine listeners can come up with some great sentences featuring those two words, we would love to see them.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.